This week, we welcomed a new sponsor to Boomer, that being Baker's Supermarket. And I said, not kidding at all, that I'm there at least once a day.
Yep.
And thinking that they would be an excellent sponsor for this segment with you, Michael Sevier.
I love Baker's.
Don't you?
I use my gas points every single week.
Me too.
Every Friday, I go and get the 4x points.
Me too.
It's 0.7 miles from my house, and so I can walk there if I choose to.
Yeah, no,
but then you can't get gas.
No, I cannot, but I can still buy groceries to earn gas points to get gas. I also, my first job was at Kroger, who of course owns
Baker's.
But I digress. I digress as well with you.
This morning, I love this, that you want to celebrate anniversaries of local restaurants, and we should say parenthetically, we've lost so many family-owned Italian restaurants.
Well, I went through this list that I made way back in 2018, and I took off about 30 of them. Mm-hmm. That's how many we lost since 2018. Little things like Jack and Mary's I forgot was gone.
Yeah.
Places like that. But we still have two over 100.
Wow.
We have Orsi's that turns 107 this year.
Yeah.
And Johnny's Cafe turns 104 this year.
And I know that Alfie down at Cashio's is celebrating 80. His relatives or old relatives who aren't here anymore started in 1946.
That's right.
So that's 80 years.
One of the interesting ones is Stella's, because the original location. Yes, yes. The original location, which actually burned down and then they had to move, but same company, same family, was 90 years ago.
Wow.
The current location they're in is 77.
And people still flock to her.
Oh, yeah.
Buying giant hamburgers.
Oh.
Like they're going out of style. One of my favorite ones that I thought was kind of interesting was, you know, Valentino's, which is obviously all over the state. The first one they opened in Omaha 50 years ago this year, 132nd and Center, and you were there?
Let me see. What year was that?
75. Or 76.
Yes.
1976.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Bailey Lauer.
Oh, really?
Well, it was Bailey. Bailey wasn't. Jim wasn't. He didn't own it then. Bailey something.
This is why I left Everyday Radio.
Yeah. The agency hired me because I was a big personality.
You were a big deal.
Back then. To help open Valentino's. That's where I met Jim Lauerman.
The first Omaha location. Obviously, other places.
Yeah, yeah.
Romeo's turns 50 this year as well. Congratulations to Romeo's. And not just off of the big number, Big Fred's turns 61.
Okay.
They had another location, by the way, before this location.
Really?
But this location is 61 years. Dinkers, congratulations, is 61 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones I thought was kind of interesting is Runza, you know, everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 77 years overall, but 57 years in Omaha.
Wow.
And then the oldest version of Broncos, which is near my house, right on Leavenworth.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos has been open now 64 years at 45th and Leavenworth.
And please note, these are not chains we're talking about.
No.
They may have several locations.
Right.
They're Omaha establishments, pardon my French, and family owned.
I was doing some research last one. I was doing some research about this. I did not know this. Do you you remember the original name of the Drover?
Oh, God, I went there all the time.
They've been open 58 years in that location on Mercy, just off of that.
No.
So the original name was Cork and Cleaver.
That's right.
Cork and Cleaver. I did not know that.
And they had chairs on wheels. I remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
But well, they've turned 58
this
year.
Those are my drinking days.
So, just over here.
Yeah.
They used to have at a country bar in Texas that I used to go to in Houston, they used to have these chair dancing competitions for people who didn't want to get up, you know, and they had these barrels you would sit on and you could dance on these barrels. It was
speaking of chairs, almost, you remember the Plank House on Dodge, right before 90th and Dodge? It was on the right-hand side, on the north end.
Is this in the last 25 years?
No.
Okay, then it was not. Nah, I haven't been here that long. I got here in 02.
Okay.
So I can't help you before 02.
There were just places we all went for lunch. And
yeah.
Plank House was
oh, there were so many of these places that people remember. Every time I drive by, my wife's like, this used to be that. This used to be that. This used to be that.
Mm-hmm. How long was Grandmother's in town?
Grandmother's was around 60 years, according to my mom.
Yeah, I miss that.
My wife and them used to go there on Sundays to get brunch about once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess there was another one that was not just the one on 84th Street, but there was another one someplace else that was open longer.
There was Senator Kerry's place.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was there one in like 90th and and Dodger.
Governor Kerry.
90th and Dodger, I think. No, 84th and L, maybe.
In that it was 84th and L. That was the one I knew.
On the hill.
Yeah, right, yeah. There was another one. The first place I ever saw Warren Buffett was at a Dairy Queen at 120th
of course,
and
of course.
And the Dodge Expressway.
So
it was. There was no expressway then.
That's where my daughter worked.
Yeah. Every 2 weeks, Michael Sevier lights up the airwaves.
Thank you.
God love you.
See you guys. Bye.
All right.